Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here, too. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up on, I guess we just finished his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's written a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. And he's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim. As always, thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. What's on your mind today? What you got going on?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I'm sitting here looking at my computer, and I'm looking at my contacts, which I keep in Google Documents and in Gmail, right. And looking at all the fields I have to keep information on people. Mm-hmm. And while the fields that they provide include the usual stuff and the stuff you would expect, you know, name, phone number, cell phone number, address, some of the fields they have in there are actually pretty compelling. It has a birthday field.
Yeah.
You know, it has a field for, you know, assistance and things like that. And I think, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, that was pretty cool to include, and it's not rocket science, but to include someone's birthday in there, to include their admin. It allows you to include, for example, custom fields. So why not include the spouse's name or the partner's name or kid's mm-hmm. name, things that might come up in conversation that you can use in conversation down the road when talking to this person, assuming this person isn't, you know, Jim and Jeff talking, who know each other a little bit better. It endears you to this individual a little bit better when you happen to bring up, so how's Susie doing? You know, how's that wife of yours doing? And then, wow, he remembered.
You know, and it's you're right on the money, Jeff, and it's amazing how much, and regardless of how you keep it, I mean, I keep that kind of stuff on my phone, but out in my handheld or wherever on the, as you say, on the digital files, but also in the paper files.
Right.
Of course, I guess that's where I got it from, right? The paper files. The paper files started, and then I began, and then I moved it over to digital. But you know, this is what people call hugging your customers. My friend, and I'll say his name in a second, Jack Mitchell, calls hugging your customers.
Too few of us do.
Yeah.
Too few of us do. We have, and you made a comment, you know, we have it in paper. And I remember when I transitioned from Rolodex, from the little black book to the Rolodex, mm-hmm. to the digital, you know, to ACT at one point, and then from ACT I went over to Google Calendar or, you know, Google Contacts and data so I could have it all in one location, right. Online in the cloud and saved and protected. But, you know, making that transition, oh, man, I got to transcribe all this information over. Once it was done, it's golden. And you talk about hugging your customer. You can't hug your customer if you don't know your customer and if your customer doesn't know you.
Right.
So, you know, it's one thing to just have someone you call on once a week once a month to write something for them. But, you know, we've not done lunch or we've never really met or we really don't know each other on a deeper level, so to speak. You know, take the time to get to know your people. And then one of the things is I had somebody who I used to deal with quite frequently. So how's Nicole doing? He would say when my youngest when my oldest was really our only mm-hmm. child. And how does he remember that? Well, I imagine when he called me, he went to his contact database and opened it up, and there was a field that included my daughter. Or he could just have a wonderful memory. You know, how's Robbie, my wife? So
you know,
asking these questions that I had no idea, and it makes me feel great that he remembered.
Absolutely. You know, every guest on the show, we're old school when it comes to our contact information, because there's so much information that we amass over the years on folks that we actually still have it on. We have it electronically, but mostly I manage it on the show in a manila folder. And you can see notes that I've made over the years on these manila folders about almost always about their family, sometimes about how to pronounce their names, but mostly
right.
It's always about their family. And if I haven't talked to somebody in 6 months, but I wrote down that they have a new granddaughter or something, and they told me the name, I'll write the name down, and I'll say, how so-and-so? And they think I'm a genius, right? Oh, I can't believe
right.
you remember that. And I don't tell them. I just kind of fly under false colors there, like I remember.
Absolutely.
Like I remember.
Well, you know what? Oz, the wizard controlled Oz without anybody knowing until they pulled back, until Toto revealed the secret, you know? And
but
so,
at least I cared enough to write it down the first time.
Absolutely.
I feel like I should get credit for thinking about writing it down the first time. But seriously, folks, these are the kinds of touch points. These are the kinds of connecting steps that you can take with customers that it's amazing how much, you know, I keep coming back. I don't know how many times a week I come back to John Nesbitt's prophecy. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about.
Right.
We've got all this digital. We've got all this digital stuff, and it doesn't matter whether you're digital or hard copy. People like to think that you care enough about them to remember their name, to remember the things that are going on in their lives, their family. People still care about that.
Yeah, and one thing I would add to that is I know that you've kept holiday cards that I've sent to you throughout the years. And, you know, it's one thing to receive a holiday greeting from a customer, a client, a friend, a peer, a coworker, a vendor, whatever, via email. You know, one of those old Blue Mountain
right.
cards. I don't even know if they're still around. It's another thing. Take the time. Either buy a back box of cards and hand sign it, or do, you know, go to your local photo shop and have them put a photo print on a card
yep.
and then hand sign it, hand label it, hand stamp it. Don't run it through your postal meter at work. And just people remember that, and people really
I'm holding one that you did for me probably, I'm going to say, 8 or 9 years ago, Jeff.
Yeah.
And when I come to see you in December, I want the kids to look just like this when I get down there.
Bring the photo with you.
Yeah, I will. But, you know, these are things, these are extra things that if you want to, you know, one of the things I talk about on the show all the time, Jeff, is how do we get customers to the point where we can't run them off? You literally can't run them off. And these are the kinds of things you can do that contribute to that, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a moment. It's an act of endearment. It really makes you more than a vendor. It makes you more than a provider to a customer. It's somebody who you have a closer relationship mm-hmm. with. And whether they are across the country or across town, I mean, I've sent out an email to a couple of my clients yesterday, time for lunch. You know, it's up to me to call on them. I'm not hitting them up for a raise. I'm not hitting them up for anything. I'm just saying, hey, let's have a chat. How are things
right,
going?
Right.
You know,
and if a raise comes up at lunch, it comes up, right?
Yeah,
hey, Jeff,
absolutely.
I need your website,
I would be want to deny it. www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeff Sabar and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.